We are going to continue to study the book of Genesis. Now we are going to study the chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. This chapter describes the story of Cain and Abel. This is also the first incident mentioned in the Bible about how to offer the sacrifice to God. So in the first few chapters of Genesis contain a lot of the first incidents. It serves as an example for us to follow. Okay. In chapter 4, talking about the two sons of Adam. One is Cain and one is Abel. And these two sons also typify the good and evil. Adam had also made many other children. In the initial stage of mankind, they marry between the brother and sisters. Not until the time of Moses, they start to prohibit the marriage in the closed relationship marriage. Okay. In the chapter 4, you turn back to the Genesis chapter 4. Offering the sacrifice. What is the purpose that a human being have to offer the sacrifice to God? This is a fundamental question that we have to think about. Why we have to offer the sacrifice to God? In the book of Leviticus, how many festivals does the Bible mention, and how many different kinds of sacrifice the Bible mention? Book of Leviticus describes about how many sacrifices and festivals. 几个节期，几个献祭， the 立位记里面 five festivals and seven sacrifices, or seven festivals and five sacrifices. 啊，哎， can I put a vote? 啊，七大节期五大献祭，还是五大节期七大献祭？ Seven festivals, five sacrifices, or five festivals and seven sacrifices. Those who agree are five sacrifices, raise your hand. Most of you, but not all. Okay. If you read the book of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus is talking about five different sacrifices. And the five different sacrifices contain the sacrifices of thanksgiving, right? And the sacrifices of what? 赎罪, redemption, in order to redeem your own sin. So there are different kind of purpose of sacrifices. Okay. So as a human being, we have to offer the sacrifice to God. And nowadays, the sacrifice we offer not only limited in material offering, not only limited in material offering, including offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, according to the book of Romans chapter 12. God required not only your sacrifices, but God required the person who offers the sacrifice to offer himself or herself to to God himself. Okay. And in chapter 4, Genesis chapter 4, talking about two brothers offer the sacrifices to God, and one of the sacrifice was acceptable to God, and the other sacrifice was not acceptable good to God. Then we are going to study the reason. And then he tried to teach us in our daily life, how can we offer a sacrifice acceptable to God. One, why God favor Abel's offering and not Cain's? God show no favoritism. God treat everyone equal. Right? Regardless of your color, skin color, regardless of your profession, regardless of your educational level, God show no favoritism. God is not man. So he treat everyone equally. However, God favor Abel's offering and not Cain's offering. What does that mean? Why? There are three reasons. The first one, Abel offered sacrifice by faith, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he received approval as righteous, and God bearing witness by accepting his gift. He died, but through his faith, he is still speaking. Can you explain why Abel died, but he is still speaking? If a dead person open the mouth and start to talk, how do you feel? Everybody will be scared, right? During the funeral, you are viewing the diseased body. All of a sudden, the dead one open the mouth and talk. How do you feel? Everybody will run around. But the Bible mentioned that Abel, even though he died, he is still talking. How do you interpret this? He is still speaking. Maybe. He died, he is still speaking. What does that mean? God remember his faith? He died physically, right? He died physically, 1,000 years ago. But his good deeds done by faith still been mentioned and still been followed. That means even though he died, he's still speaking, right? Even in the church the same, some of the members even die for a long time, but every time when we try to give an example, we always use a disease sense, a good example for mutual encouragement. Even though he died, he still speaks. This is what the emperor said. He died, but his story still touches a lot of people's heart, he still speaks. You heard a lot of testimony, right? The one who had good deeds already passed away for a long time. I still remember vividly more than 15 years, not about 20 years ago. One of the elders in Taiwan passed away, and I attended the funeral service, and in the funeral service, there was a what? 故人历略, 英文怎么讲? Eulogy, right? How to say? Eulogy? And in this eulogy, mentioned about this elder. One day, he gave a speech in a Lion Society, Royal Society, 福伦社, Royal Society. And the topic is my philosophy of life. Actually, this elder received a pretty good education in mainland China. He had a good English. And he mentioned about my philosophy of life. He mentioned that money earned from the society, so I have to do something back to the society. So he determined that when he make money, he want to contribute money for three important tasks. The first task is what? Offer the money to the True Jesus Church, so the church have financial power to do the evangelical work. The second, he want to use the money to build up the school to educate the next generation. The third, and he want to use the money to build up the charity organization to take care of for those who are orphaned, and those who are weak, abandoned. Really, he was quite successful in business. And then in these three fields, he really contributed a lot. Do you know the older GA, Taiwan GA, that piece of land was donated by him. And he contributed most of money, built up the building. He died, but he still speaks. And then to a very prominent university in Taiwan, he served as board of director, because he also donated a lot of money to build up the university. And then in his funeral service, there are some widows, there are some orphans, there are some people in the world, even the people who clean the street, come and attend the funeral. Because while he was still alive, he really do a lot of charity work. So he died, he still speaks. And this kind of testimony we heard a lot in our church. And many, many good saints, they pass away, but their deeds of faith, their life of faith, still speaks, touch a lot of people's heart, and inspire a lot of people's. And Abel's life is the same, even though he died, he still speaks. But I hope every one of us, including myself, even I die, I still speak. The best way to speak something good, not speak something bad. After you die, somebody still point you. Don't follow that guy. You see, when he was alive, he caused so many people trouble. You die, you still speak, but you speak something bad. And Abel, he over-sacrificed by faith. And obviously, Cain did not over-sacrifice by faith. What does that mean, over-sacrifice by faith? For example, when you come to the church, you dedicate your time, your energy to serve God. But do you know, superficially, a lot of people is serving God. But in the bottom of the heart, everyone serving God with different motivation. Maybe there was a person who served God really come from the heart of faith. What I am doing, including cleaning the toilet, I am serving God. So this person serving God with a heart of thanksgiving, he regard this kind of service as a holy work. So this kind of work is done by faith. And this kind of work, this kind of service is acceptable to God. And maybe there is another member, they saw, everybody is cleaning in the church. If I don't clean the church, right, what? I feel shame about myself, right? So in order to let myself feel comfortable, I have to follow other people to come to the church and clean the chapel. Yes, maybe this member is serving God in the church, but in the bottom of the heart, they serve the God not out of faith, but because of his own benefit. Because the person does not want other people to look down upon him or upon her. So this kind of service is not come from faith. So a lot of people serving in the church superficially, but only those who really serve with faith can be remembered by God. So Abel, he knew that right now I'm offering the sacrifice is for God. Because it is for God, so he was very cautious use a very, very careful attitude, very prudent attitude, to select the sacrifice he's going to offer. And then his offering was acceptable by God. And another person, the brother of Cain, Abel, the brother Cain, he just followed the routine. He just tried to fulfill some kind of a ritual requirement. So he offered the sacrifice to God without faith. And that is the reason God didn't accept his sacrifice. So it's very important now. Many people serve the Lord in the church, and they were rewarded greatly by God. God blessed them tremendously because they serve with faith. But we can see some of the members serve in the church. It seems God's still very far away from them. Now, all because of different attitude, different motivation. So Abel offered sacrifice by faith. And he did what God pleased by following God's will in his offering. And what is God's will in his offering? You look into the book of Leviticus, chapter 1, verse 10 to 13. Leviticus chapter 1, verse 13. If his gift is a burnt offering, is from the flock, from the sheep or goat, he shall offer a male without blemish. Verse 11. And he shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron, the son of the priest, shall throw its blood against the altar round about it. Verse 12. And he shall cut into the pieces with its head and its fat. And the priest shall lay them in order upon the wood that would on the fire upon the altar. This is the instruction of how to offer the sacrifice. And this kind of offering is acceptable, is pleasing God. So the difference between Abel's offering sacrifice and Cain because of the faith. The second point, B, Abel offered the firstborn according to Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. Now, and Abel brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat portion. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. The firstborn. Firstborn means what? The most precious one. The most valuable one. So when the fruit is on the market, if this fruit is the first fruit, always this fruit is the most expensive one. After the production increase, and the price drops. So the first fruit offered to God to typify that in the heart of God, Abel offered the best, the most valuable one. So he put God first and offered his thanksgiving to him. What does that mean today to us? If you want to offer yourself to God, the best is offer the best one. What do you mean best one? If you want to offer the best, the tithe, right? You take out your purse, right? Maybe your purse have $500 bill, right? Which bill are you going to offer? If you want to offer $100 bill, and in your purse there are five note, $100 note, which one are you going to offer? Oh, this one is broken. I bring to the supermarket, even they don't want it. I just offering to the church. Are you doing so? Right? If we do so, even though it's same value, you have the $100 bill, it's same value, but your heart, in your heart, you are not offering the best to God. Even offering the money, if you have 10 note in your wallet, right? If you want to offer to the offering box, bring the best, offer the best, the clean one, the new one, offering the best. God doesn't care whether this old or this new. But what God really cares is your heart. If you put the best one, the new one, that means your heart regard God as the best one over than yourself. If you put the worst one in the offering box and then you keep the best one, means you put yourself ahead of God. Oh. So even a small matter is the way to demonstrate your heart towards God. So Abel offered the firstborn, the best one, the most valuable one. Oh. Okay, this is what we have to learn, the best one. Have you heard about a testimony? I think I mentioned several times by a full-time minister in the middle part of Taiwan. There was a sister. She had many sons. One day a full-time minister visited the sister. And the sister say, "You see, my last one, always flunks the test in the school. I think he can achieve anything in the world. So I want him to dedicate to become a full-time minister." And the full-time minister said, "You have so many sons. A lot of them are very capable in the world. And you want to dedicate your last one, which cannot achieve anything in the world, to God." No. So this is the reflection of your mentality inside your heart. And according to the Bible, the priest, the age limit is from 30 to what? From the 30 to 50 or 51. Now, the priest, they can serve God from the age of 30 to 50 or 55. What do that mean? When a person reaches to the age of 30 or 50 or 55, that is a golden age. The golden age. If you can dedicate this golden era, golden age to God, that is the best one. Of course, after you retire, you work for God, that's good. That's good. It's better than none. But while you are still young, your mind, your strength, everything is still good. You offer yourself to God. That is the best. So we are not saying those who retire over your time is no good. It's good, but something is better. While you are young, you offer yourself to God. It's better. Okay. So Abel offered the firstborn. He put God first and offered his thanksgiving to him. So anything we bring to the church, I think we have to always consider bring things to the church, bring the best one. The best one to the church. This is the attitude to show our heart, respect of God. Okay, 3C. Abel offers the best. Okay, God looks into the heart of man. To obey is better than the sacrifice. In your heart, to obey is better than you offer the sacrifice. If you offer the sacrifice without heart obedience, then it's no use. Okay, Cain committed sin. A. Cain offered the sacrifice, but God displeased. By the way, accidentally, I'm going to mention one thing. This year, General Assembly is going to send out later. The General Assembly is going to recruit the full-time minister this year. And the month of October, it was a time for test and interview. And next year, in the month of June, the training program will start. There was a brother in UK is coming here to join the training program. But so far, I did not heard anyone in the United States have this kind of willingness, has this kind of intention to serve God full time. So I think if you knew anyone who have the heart to serving God, maybe you can encourage them. Offer the best to God. Do you know you work in a company, in American company? you can receive quite high pay. If you are very capable, you are very knowledgeable, receive high pay, right? Because you exchange your time, your life, with the money, with the company. So you work 5 days, 40 hours a week for a company, and to earn the money for the company, and the company give you high salary, exchange the benefit with the company. Oh, it's good. After you have high income, you can have a better living environment. But do you know, one day all of this will disappear. Oh, all this will be gone. Oh. One day you reach to the age of retirement. Oh. You look into the person in the age of retirement and dedicate the whole life to the company, and you look into a person who dedicated the whole life to God and also retired. The life is different. The life is different. So we need more personnel who have the heart of Abel. Dedicate the best to God. Okay. A. Cain offered the sacrifice that God displeased. Now, they live in the same family. They offer the sacrifice in the same time. But God pleased with one's offering, God displeased with other people's offering. And we have to think about this. Why? B. Cain was jealous of his own brothers. When he looked at the others receiving the blessing of God, he felt jealous. I remember in Nigeria, there was a brother. Actually, this brother visited Southern California from Nigeria. The first few years of his conversion to our church, he really liked to pray. Every day he prayed 1 or 2 hours. And his wife always teased him, "Oh, you keep on praying, God is going to send down money from heaven." Because his wife did not believe. And this brother, because of a very intimate relationship with God, he received a lot of blessing from God. So in the first few years, every time we visited the church in Nigeria, we always heard about his wonderful testimony. Every week, he come to the church and testify how God blessed me last week. So a lot of members start to feel jealous. Only why? How come God only bless you, don't bless me? And later on, this brother say, "Okay, since you feel jealous, I'm not going to testify anymore." So in the church, you can see a lot of church members receive a lot of blessing of God. Why they receive a lot of blessing of God? If you carefully analyze the way they serve God, if you carefully analyze the way they live their life, then you can get the answer. So when you compare yourself, if you don't receive too much blessing and other people receive a lot of blessing, don't feel jealous about others. Don't blame that God show partiality. No. You have to examine yourself. Improve yourself. And then you can receive the same blessing. So Cain commits sin because he did not examine himself and he was jealous about his own brother. C. Jealousy, hatred, anger, and murder. Actually, the same, either was step by step. Out of jealousy produce hatred. Out of hatred produce anger. Out of anger produce murder. So the sin become heavier and heavier. So Cain committed sin. D. Cain did not examine himself. So in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 14, mentioned about we have to examine ourselves and we turn back to God. Let's turn to the book of Lamentation. Chapter 3, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. How can we return to the Lord? Let us test and examine ourselves first and return to the Lord. So if you want to pray for Holy Spirit, if you want to pray for the grace of God, if you want to be close to God, first, let us test and examine ourselves, and then we return to God. The first step we have to do. And Cain failed to examine himself. That's the reason he kept on committing sin. Cain was unwilling to repent. Even God reminded him, but he was unwilling to repent. Now I ask you a question. Can you give a definition of what repentance means? What does repentance mean? Who can give a definition about repentance? One day you are going to have a child, right? You chastise your child and child crying that I don't want to do anymore, right? And the next day you still repeat the same thing. Does this child repent? Maybe only repent 50%, right? What does that repentance mean according to the Bible? There are a few steps. The first step, you need the wisdom to know what's wrong with you. You need the wisdom to know what's wrong with you. So a lot of people look at them, you know they have something wrong. Their idea is wrong. Their thinking in the heart is wrong. Their motivation is wrong. But when you start to talk with the person, you try to tell them you are wrong, they keep on debating with you. They keep on defending themselves because they lie. Holy Spirit will move you to repent because something you have done is wrong, and something which is good but you fail to do it is still wrong. So the first step of repentance is you must know what's wrong with you. The first step, and that should come from the reminder of the people, the self-examination, the exposure of the truth, the movement of the Holy Spirit. The second step, repentance needs courage. Courage means what? To admit, Lord, I am wrong. Needs courage. So if a person only admit I am wrong, only know I am wrong and don't want to admit I am wrong, then that is not repentance. You see the story of Saul, right? Saul commits sins, and at home, even though he want to repent, but he told Samuel, right? In the public, please don't put me in the shame. In the public, please still elevate me, still respect me. That is the right way of repentance. And the third step, repentance means to turn away totally from sin. Totally transform yourself. So when the Pharisees and scribes come to repent and want to receive the baptism, what did John the Baptist say? You, 毒蛇的种类, right? You, the descendant of a viper. This is a very serious condemnation, right? If you come to the church, right? The true seeker come to the church, and the full-time minister say, you, the descendant of a viper. I tell you, all the truth seekers are going to run away. We have some kind of self-respect. But when the John Baptist say, you, the descendant of the viper, did they run away? They did not run away. They want to receive the baptism because they really feel they have sinned. They really want to get rid of the sin. That's called true repentance. And John continued to say, now the axe has put into the root of the tree. If you don't bear the fruit, it's going to be cut off, thrown into the fire. So to bear the fruit is the last step to show your repentance. So Cain failed to repent, was unwilling to repent. Page 10, F. The judgment of God. So God judge him because he commit murder. G. Whoever met Cain referring Adam's children who were born after Cain and Abel,
For Abel was killed when Adam was about 129 years old. God gave him a sign, perhaps a visible sign of his forehead. Oh. Three, the descent of Cain in this early generation of mankind was found civilization, wisdom, and technology, but sin still gradually multiplied. The descent of sin of the Cain, if you keep on reading the Genesis, you can find out that the civilization, wisdom, and technology advanced a lot, but they still under the control of sin. So civilization, technology can never prevent you from committing sin, can never let you get rid of sin. No way. The only way can get rid of sin is through the help of God. Jabal was the father of dweller in the tent and the owner of the cattle. He's a very big businessman. B. Jubal was the father of musician of the harps and organ. At that time there was a musician also. C. Tubashian was an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. They know how to do the work of brass and iron. D. The Lamech, the seventh generation from Adam through Cain, he started polygamy, and he was a man of violence and brutality. So you see, from the descent of Cain, a lot of bad things happened. Okay. Four. The God gave Adam Seth to replace Abel. People began to restore their faith towards God in the time of Enosh. Okay. In the book of study of the Bible, there are some information which is very clear in the Bible. You can interpret the Bible with the Bible. For example, water baptism should be performed full immersion. This is very clear because there are other Bible verses can prove. Right? The water baptism have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only mentioned in the one verse, they are mentioned in several different verses. It's very clear. However, when you study the Bible, some kind of information are not very clear. If it is not very clear, we believe that because God think, even though you don't have the knowledge, and there will not effect, no, they will not affect your salvation. So for some kind of knowledge which is not very clear in the Bible, if there is a different way of interpretation, it doesn't matter because it's only for your information. For example, the 7 days of God's creation. The 7 days refer to the 24 hours a day or referring to the seven period of time. If you look into different kind of reference book, they will give you a different answer. And they have different way to back up their own answer. But from the Bible, you can never use, it's difficult for you to directly quote the other Bible, other verse and show, and then this is a period of time or this is a 24 hours a day. So if a person interprets the creation in 7 days means 24 hours, or a creation in the 7 days, the day referring to a period of time, you just accept it as a information. As an information, they will never affect your faith to God. They will never affect your salvation. So when we study the truth, we need to have this kind of preparation. Something are not related to your salvation and not very clear in the Bible, and you hear different kind of interpretation, just accept it as information. You don't have to argue about that. But something which is really related to your salvation, or which is very clear in the Bible, and then you have to stick on what you believe based in the Bible. So this is what we have to have, the right attitude we should have. Okay, any questions? page 11. I give you some example, Flood. Where comes the flood? There are different kind of interpretation. The flood of Noah. At that time, the flood come to the world, right? One of the interpretation means what? There's a canopy surrounding the earth, right? And when comes the flood? Flood because the canopy, the outer layer of the water collapse. So a lot of water come into the world. And then what? It become flood. And since the outer layer of the water collapsed, so the atmosphere lack that kind of layer to fill out all the harmful X-ray. So the people's life become shortened after the flood of Noah. Well, that's only for your information, right? You don't have to argue about it because in the Bible you can never find the answer. But there are other interpretations. Where comes the flood? They mentioned about in the ancient time, the water was under the ground. During the time of the flood, the water just erupt from the underground and become the flood. There are second theory. And there are third theory, flood come from the heavy rain. God's Almighty, He can make a rain for 40 days. Heavy rain keep on raining, so later on it become flood. So whether it is the first one or second one or third interpretation, it doesn't matter because the Bible did not say so. So if you hear different kind of way to interpret where comes the flood, it doesn't matter. It's only for your information. That will never affect your faith. The more important thing is you have to remember there is a flood. And the flood is to destroy the people who is in sin. This is far more important. And how come the flood comes? It's not very important. If it is important, then the Bible will make it very clear. So this is the attitude we should have. Page 11. The name. The earliest 10 generation of mankind. The devout seed. Adam, 930 years. Seah, 912 years. Enosh, 905 years. Canaan, 910 years. Mahasalabel, 895 years. Jared, 962 years. Enoch, 365 years. Methuselah, 969 years. You keep the first 10 generation of the average lifespan is what? About 900 years old. I ask you a question, does any one of you like to live so long? Does any one of you like to live so long? Raise your hand. 900 years. Anyone of you like it? Raise your hand. Nobody like it? Why? Only one. You look at the human life. If a person over 100 years old, usually, you know what the person do? Lie down on bed all the time, right? When you reach to 100 years, always lie down on bed, right? If you live 900 years nowadays, it means what? The race of 800 years, you have to lie down on bed. Do you like it? I don't think you like it, right? If you count 40 years a generation, right? When you reach to 140 years, your son lie down on bed together with you, right? You reach 180 years, and what? Your grandson lie down together, three generations lie down in the same room. You reach to 220 years, your great-grandson lie down together. So if you reach to the age of 900 years old, 20, 30 generations lie down in the one room, what kind of life that will be? That kind of life is a kind of suffering. So live too long in the world is not necessarily a blessing. So later on, God reduced the age, right? Until the time of Moses, if the strong is 80, for those who are weak is 70. I think that's good. Because they're far, far better place for us to go. Heaven. Heaven is live together forever because that's a perfect place. After human being commit sin, the world is not perfect. So God don't want us to live so long. That is the love of God. If God let everybody live 800 years old, that is a punishment. And not necessarily the love of God. So in the first 10 generation, the lifespan is very long. But later on, God reduced the lifespan. I think God has good reason. Okay. The few chapters of Genesis, we study very slowly. But after you reach to 20-some chapters, we are going to study with a faster pace.